You're listening to Humanities Connection, a production of WFDU-FM and the New Jersey Council for the Humanities. I'm Bob Mann. This program is broadcast on 89.1 FM, and then it's archived at www.njhumanities.org. And you can go to that website to find out about all of the interesting things which are done by the New Jersey Council for the Humanities, as well as hearing archives of Humanities Connection. The exhibition and workshop series called Tastefully South Jersey is described as an exploration into folk art and culture through the lens of food traditions. And here to talk about this is Queen Noor, Folklife Director of the Perkins Center for the Arts, and NJCH, the council which underwrites this program, has given a grant to Tastefully South Jersey. Queen Noor, thank you very much for taking the time to be on with us.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure, Bob. Absolute pleasure.
Let's talk a little bit about what folk life is. People throw the term around. We talk about folk music. What exactly is folk life?
So folk life really is talking and studying and sharing the dailiness of our lives, the dailiness of our culture. It's about the folk. It's about the people. And that's what folk life is. So if that's the bigger umbrella underneath it, you would have folk arts and folk music. And you do documentation, oral histories. So it's really, it's the study of people. It's the study of folk and their ways. And it includes food traditions, of course.
And food really means so much more than just basic nutrition to people. So much can be revealed through food. So this is going to focus on three South Jersey counties, Burlington, Gloucester, and Camden counties. What exactly will be done or is being done in Tastefully South Jersey to let this food tell a much bigger story?
Well, we began about 2 years ago, and NJCH actually funded the research for the Tastefully South Jersey project. So in that research, we went out and we did field work. And in that field work, we went to the homes of people from different cultures who are food artisans who carry on the traditions. They may carry on their traditions through foodways, through some of them were restaurant owners and entrepreneurs. Some of them just were people who passed it down within their families. And they wanted to share those traditions with other people. And so when we did the interviews and we went out into the field, we discovered West African foods, Liberia and Ghana. So we had Nana Kito from Ghana, and we had the Ziplis, who actually have a restaurant in Willingboro, New Jersey, in Burlington County, from Liberia. We had as well the Caribbean food. We had Caribbean foods that Sherma Joyce is somebody that we interviewed. We interviewed from Poland. Anna Felsen, who's a person who keeps the tradition in her home, and if you walk into her kitchen right away, you'll see on her refrigerator a tag that says that lets you know that you are in a Polish kitchen. We also interviewed Ilvia Asal, who did Turkish, as well as Sharife Ayakta, who also did Turkish food. One of them did it within their home and passes on the culture, and the other one was a restaurateur. We did African-American with Corinne's in Camden County.
So you did all this research, and obviously I'm certain you were familiar with some of these traditions, but you probably came across things you had never experienced before. You mentioned the term, though, Queen, food artisans. You're not just talking about a chef here, right? What is a food artisan?
So a food artisan is one who looks and treats the way that they pass on their tradition in a very artistic way. So when I say artistic way, it's from the heart and from the soul. And that's what I really got from the interviews, how vested they were in their culture through food. And so with the art of food, and they're very meticulous and careful about how they prepare food. For instance, when we had the taste of Mexico and Peru, and we had we end up having. If you look at like the way that you make a tortilla, Elizabeth, she showed you just how to pinch it, just the correct way, and you're absolutely correct about not. Now, in all the traditions, I learned something new. Even within, I'm African American. Even within the African American tradition, I learned something new.
Well, let me ask you about that. In your own tradition, what is something that you learned as a result of Tastefully South Jersey that you didn't already know? Because obviously, if you're talking about Turkish or Polish or Caribbean, maybe you don't know that, and it's all new or mostly new. What about your own tradition? What did you find out?
Well, one of the things I found out from Corinne was that she actually has a restaurant in Camden. And she comes from Camden, but she cooks Southern food and Southern-style food. So we were featuring food ways of the South. And she said that people always query her and ask her, so where's your roots? Where are you from? And she says, yeah, we know you're from the South. And she says, yes, I'm from South Camden. Right? And so one of the things that she said, it's really, and all of them talked about the flavor of their food and what makes their food very different, how they flavor it. So, and the spices that are used are different as well. How Corinne particularly, and then we also had Jonathan Jernigan, who also actually gave back to the community. So Corinne brings in teenage students and teaches them the etiquette of cooking, the etiquette of running a business, and she starts them out there. And then they'll graduate into learning how to cook. So it's a way of to give back as well. So those are, you know, different things that, you know, I actually learned in terms of my own culture and learning that, and another thing that Corinne said is that a lot of times people think just because you're from the South you can't cook, or just because you're African, or you can cook, or just because you're African American you can't cook. But she mentioned how she had a friend at a job up here once who said she could make candy sweet potatoes just like her, and she was Caucasian.
You know, so, what's interesting, though, Queen, is what Corinne said, her joke about being from South Camden. But clearly, yeah, it just talks about her roots going all the way back to the South and her family and then the Great Migration, which would have taken Southern African Americans to the North. All of that is a connection that goes well beyond food, too. That idea that these teenagers who are being exposed to this are now going to, even just as a sidebar, learn an awful lot about the experience of all the people who came before them.
Yes. Well, they learn about it, but actually from Corinne's perspective, right in the from their hometown, from their home base, mm-hmm, which is a beautiful thing as well. She makes sure that they know about business, they know about how to treat customers, how to do customer service. And so, but she does it from a lens right from here. In terms of the culture and food, yes, it's connected to, you know, what are the most popular African-American dishes. And those dishes do deeply come from the South, and she might have a little bit of what she considers an original twist on it, or original ingredient in it. So part, like you said before, it's not just the food. It's food ways. So when we talk about food ways, is how does food connect us? How does the food work with our morals and our values? How does food work with family? And that's what I'm talking about. You know, what it means to family. What does the culture mean to family? And so, you know, what does it mean to sit around a table and talk and discuss? What does it mean to have rituals around food? And it involves all of that in terms of the food ways and folk life. And that's some of the things that were revealed through each of the cultures and the preciousness of it and the value of it to each of the artisans and the excitement that they had when they were sharing it. So what we ended up doing was, after we did the study, we held a special event called, you know, Tastefully South Jersey Exhibition. And at the exhibition, we also had fine artist paintings up. We had artifacts that were collected that related to the different cultures. And we had the taste of West African and African American soul. We had the taste of Poland and Turkey. These were special events. The taste of Mexico and Peru. The taste of the Caribbean. And we also had Becoming American. It's not a melting pot, it's potluck, where we provided the food coming from some of the artisans and some of the different cultures, and people were invited to the table to talk, because we believe that everybody should have a seat at the table. And let's talk about immigration. Let's talk about cultures. And it moved us into a program that we're doing right now currently called Becoming American, which was funded by City Lore and JCH, as well as the NEA. And the NEA also funded the whole Tastefully South Jersey project.
Listen, I just have to mention one of the things, sure, Queen, because we're running out of time, and I want to get to something you mentioned to me off the air.
Sure.
And I'd like to kind of wrap up the segment with this. You mentioned that Tastefully South Jersey and the entire study of food and food artisans, yes, it tells us about our differences, but it also tells us about our sameness as human beings. And I'd like you to wrap up with that thought, because I think it's something that would be great if you could share with the entire audience.
Oh, sure. So as people came, as we had hundreds of people come to the different events, and we always had discussions. We always had presentations and discussions. And people actually were fascinated by it. We did evaluations, and they were fascinated by what they learned. And when we asked people, what is the main idea? Most often, we got the main idea was to appreciate differences and to see how we are the same, how food and culture is what it means to, you know, each of us, and what it means to families, that we all have families. We all like to taste. We all like to smell. We all like to indulge in the five senses. And through those five senses, we can look at each other in our eyes. We can start to talk and break some barriers across talking about our food ways, talking about our food and the things that we love from our culture. And we're continuing that series with a set of workshops that we're also presenting for the fall and the winter as well on our food ways.
Well, the Perkins Center for the Arts is something that everyone should really check out on the internet and find out more about what's going on. And we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob. It's been a pleasure.
Queen Knorr, who is Folk Life Director of the Perkins Center for the Arts, talking about Tastefully South Jersey. That's it for this episode of Humanities Connection. I'm Bob Mann. Thank you very much for listening. This program is initially broadcast on WFDU 89.1 FM, and then it's archived at www.njhumanities.org. You can go to that website not only to hear archives of our program, but to hear about all of the fascinating programs that are being run throughout the state by the New Jersey Council for the Humanities.